This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 QAM is the name there. Catch us on the Odyssey app, catch us on the AM airwaves, you can catch us on Tubi. Nah, that'd be cool though, right?
Why Tubi?
Why you want? Why
because
Tubi?
I don't think we have a Netflix budget.
What, we have a Tubi budget?
That's all we got. That is all we got.
That them is four let. It's funny how them four letter Tubi, Timu. You know where I'm getting at.
Tubi. Wish. Oh.
What?
I thought that's where we're going.
What are you trying to say? It's about fat? Tube? Timu?
I don't know. I thought that's where Leroy was going.
I think he was going, yeah. I think he was kind of shamed without shaming.
No, see, here we go again.
Me, Leroy? You doing this again to me, Leroy?
No, I'm not. You guys are doing it to yourself. Leroy is not talking about anything fat.
Then what does the tube and the Timu, what does it mean?
The cheaper version of television.
Ah,
said product.
Tubi. Okay. Let's get some headlines that are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. A Doral at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. You know,
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, this is a good
comment. Marcos is Dorilla.
Dorilla. Oh, he said he had some. I didn't see if he's been. Has he been dropping them? I haven't seen.
I don't know. I just saw this one.
That's pretty good. Dorilla. The Miami Heat are in action tonight. Jimmy Butler
DJ
makes his
Skillet
return.
Instead of Skrillex.
Skrillex.
That was Skrillex.
Where is that?
Vlad informed me, actually, that there's a chance that Steph Curry may play tonight.
Yes, sir.
How do you think that affects Jimmy Butler? If he does play tonight, you still think Jimmy's going for 50?
I think they want Jimmy to go off on the Miami Heat. I think his new family, they're going to love him. They're going to like, go ahead, man. Go crazy on them, man. They ain't respect you. We loved you.
Now, my question is, can he?
Well, he could. Like, the I know he didn't do it a lot, but when he wants to, he can. He wanted to against Milwaukee.
Which that in itself is the problem that Pat Riley had with him sometimes. He wasn't, they didn't have him on this team to do it sometimes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, we've talked.
And here's the other thing. If you brought in somebody like Dame or, you know, one of those players, it's almost like you are letting him continue to do the things that he wants to do and play when he want to play because he got somebody else now. Right? It's I've always had a weird thing with Jimmy is it's not can whether he can or not, it's will he or not.
Oh, he right? will.
Okay. We'll find out tonight.
He will.
What do you think the over-under should be?
For Jimmy
for what,
tonight?
His points?
I would say it would be
23 and a half.
Which is higher than
let's
what
look
it
right
was,
now
obviously.
The,
here.
Let's look at the Hard Rock. Everybody download the Hard Rock Bet app, please. Hard Rock Bet app.
You said Bet app?
No, Bet app.
He has nicely, too.
I know what you said.
Oh, open up the door. I'm a loser, baby.
Jimmy's at 21 and a half.
Steph Curry, they got him in the lineup, 22 and a half. They
yes,
think
sir.
Steph Curry's going to outscore him today.
Well, I mean, you know, one guy shoots more threes than the other. But,
yeah, but
that's,
like
that's my point. That's why I said I think that.
Yeah, but you can miss threes. Shoot. You can hit free throws. And that's one thing Jimmy does a lot. And Jimmy knows. That's the thing that's going to be interesting.
If he's engaged.
Oh, you don't think he's going to be engaged, Leroy?
I'm not assuming. I'm not assuming.
When all the attention is on him, that's what
he
wants.
I'm not assuming with him ever again. Like, I'm tired of, like, year after year coming in and say, okay, it's Jimmy time, Jim VP, all this stuff, and then it wasn't. So I'm just not going to make that assumption. Kenny, sure. But think of all the things you have to say for that to happen. You can't just say Jimmy's a star, he's going to go out and get buckets. You got to add other little things to it for him to be engaged in play. I have no doubt that he can do it. But will he?
That's the thing. Listen.
That's two different things.
And here's the thing. If he does, it's going to hurt. And if he doesn't, it's still going to hurt.
What do you mean? If he goes up there and he puts up a stinker,
it's not going to hurt.
That's going to be great.
You say if he doesn't, it's going to hurt?
Either way, it's going to hurt. Whatever Jimmy does tonight. Because the only thing that Miami Heat fans want is a win.
No,
like
no,
it don't.
No.
Yes, they want the fans want a win. They want the Heat to win.
I want him to fail. I don't care if we lose.
Wait, what?
I don't care if Steph Curry puts up 67 points today.
As long as Jimmy puts up 10.
If Jimmy goes 0 for 12, totally worth it.
But then he wins.
I don't care. He already won.
But that's what I'm saying. I can go to 0-12 on this team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can do that.
Yes, he totally can. Okay, but then okay. But this team didn't need him to do that. Yeah. This team needed him to be Jim VP. And did he get tired of it? Did he, you know, like it was great in the beginning. Yeah, he liked being the guy. Well, the thing about players that are the guy wherever they go is they got to keep doing it. Jimmy picked and choosed. Okay, playoff Jimmy. Okay. Jimmy doesn't play hard until, okay, now it's January, Jimmy. Can you imagine paying a guy $50, $60 million and having to have these conversations every year?
His beard is so dark because of the paint. It blends into his turtleneck.
I'm sick and tired of this,
what
man.
What is this, dude?
The Beijing is just too much.
What is Wait, this, dude?
So when they put the stuff on for, you know, the shine on his head.
Yeah. Oof.
Do they say something? Hey, yo, your beard too shiny.
Nah, like it's ridiculous. Like no beard is that jet black.
Where does it start and where does it end?
Jeez.
I really don't know.
Pretty sure he put the remaining dye on his eyebrows, for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. This is for sure. We got 15 minutes of heat coming up, in which we will hear from Jimmy Butler, who mentioned the term heat culture, a little bit overused. So we hear more.
He said that.
That's what he said. He gets to explain himself. And we get an opportunity to give away 4 tickets to a Miami Heat game. Tobin is out. And Leroy grabbed a handful of Tobin's Heat tickets that you could win. We're giving away 4-pack. Next segment, this is for when the Heat host the Grizzlies on April 3rd. Keep on listening.
Is Ja going to play?
Is Ja going to play? It depends on how important that game is for them. I guess that assumes, you know. Or how severely.
Strip club should be on alert if Ja's coming in.
It's going to be a good weekend for
them. It's going to be a good weekend. We definitely a good weekend for them if Ja's come through.
If I'm not,
they gonna have. Wait, when is he coming? This weekend?
No, next weekend.
Next weekend.
So
that's Final Four weekend. He's coming Final.
Is Ultra over with?
This weekend.
No,
this
weekend. Starts this week.
Yeah,
it starts this week.
Which you know we're gonna have some Ultra.
So all games going on this week.
Oh, I got.
You know, everybody gonna have their number ones in the strip club.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna have no weekday strippers. It's going to be all weekend, flown from all over the world.
You know, let's not discriminate on the weekday warriors. You know, we love you guys.
Hey, man, we love the weekday afternoon. I love the afternoon shifters, man.
Wait. I'm not saying nothing against the afternoon shifters.
I love the afternoon shifters, man. They got to go pick up their kids, too. Uh-huh.
But you know, when the weekend hit, everybody.
Listen, we all know the weekend shift is those are the true number ones.
That's all I'm
those
saying.
Are the blue chippers. But I love.
That's all I'm saying. We got the 5 stars. Listen,
but give me the three stars. Give me the 3 stars that got to go in the afternoon. You know,
usually great personalities.
That you know, they still trying to get that nursing degree. I love it.
Yeah, still trying to get that. Listen, Mario say out before morning. Prefer morning.
Morning. Wow.
Well, I mean, you could also look at morning is
they're still there from last night.
Yeah. No.
Those are the ones who didn't get picked.
Though. No, the morning ones are. I got to pick up my child at 4,
so I might as well
at the after school. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Oh no way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think they're clocking in at 9 a.m.
10 a.m. 10 to 4.
No.
10 to 4.
They do 10 to 4.
10 to 4, and they got to go pick up the child. Okay. You know, get dinner ready, school, the whole nine.
Man, I would love me some waffles and like French toast inside of an environment,
adult environment.
That'd be because usually you're there for like chicken wings, but some French toast.
Can I just say this?
Wow,
French toast overrated.
There he goes with his little
Jesus. There
food
taste.
Right, do tell.
No, wait, because he's going to say something about bread that doesn't make sense.
Hold on, because he likes
ciabatta, but he doesn't like French toast.
I'm not taking toast.
Yeah.
Dipping it in egg, putting cinnamon on it, frying it.
It's a lot of work.
And doing all that. It's still toast.
Okay, so now, tell me why you don't
you
like
waffles.
You
want to get me for breakfast?
I mean, it's in the
nothing
name,
like
though.
A nice.
It's not lying nice, about being toast.
True.
Nice, crisp waffle. Not the skinny ones, not the ones I can make at home, but one of them thick ones with the crunchy edges. You put your butter in your go in now.
Early bird gets shot by Jay Fig.
She wants the worm.
Hey, I love Eggos. Sorry, I don't know what it is about Eggos.
Lego my Eggos. That was a good marketing ploy.
Very good.
Hey, I'm telling you what. Eggos, I put 4 of them in the toaster. I used to eat Eggos all the time.
You got
I used
a four-slot toaster?
Here. I used to take an Eggo
mm-hmm.
and then put a couple of scoops of Adapars on them.
Oh, ice cream?
With some chocolate syrup.
That may be the best thing you've ever said. I'm not going to lie to you.
Too much.
That is delicious.
Too much.
Mm-mm. Too much. Jennifer, listen. You have never had a bad meal at my house.
You call me Tony.
Never.
That's true.
You've never had a bad morsel of food at my house.
French toast.
If I put that in front of you, you kick the tires on it because just by how it looks.
No, if you ever want to insult Leroy, just say that.
It's too much. I don't know. I can't eat all of that.
You want to insult Leroy? Just say your meal at his house was bad. That would insult him.
Nope. Never happened.
Your mac
happened.
And cheese?
See, you say that?
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was
your mac and cheese is really good.
Hey, Fonz makes some good mac and cheese.
Nate, Vlad, Listen, I apologize for the last miss. You know, I thought you was working. I ain't gonna lie. It won't happen again.
You see,
but I promise you, I promise you, if you chewing at my house, everything you chewing on is enjoyable.
Food-wise.
Oh my gosh.
I promise you that. I make sure of it. I make sure everybody is satisfied and full when they come up to the house.
Man, you got to understand, when a brother invites people to his house, he wants them to feel very, very comfortable. And he wants them to enjoy this meal.
Mm-mm. Two things you'll get your eat on, and you'll never have to wait for food.
Yeah.
If I tell you what time I'm coming over, 5:36, if you come in at 5:30, there's going to be some food ready to eat.
Mm. Yeah.
And next year, I'm leaving the stupid baby at home. That's right. More food for me. I don't have to just cover him from the pool the whole time. That was a waste. I could have had more time eating ribs and chicken wings as opposed to preventing him from jumping in the pool. So
your daddy responsibility.
Yeah, too much. Got to focus on the food. When we come back, we will hear Jimmy Butler's slander Heat culture, and we will give away Heat tickets to the person who gives me the best anti-Jimmy chant. Start lining up on the phone lines, 305-567-0560. We will...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Give away those tickets when we come back. Makes sense. Play a little Taylor Swift for your breakup. breakup vibes. Now that, of course, is I'm referring to the breakup between Miami Heat and Jimmy Buckets. You're listening to the Tobin and Leroy Show here on 560 QAM. And this is 15 Minutes of Heat. Now, we have spoken a lot about Heat culture in the past and how it defines and shapes this Miami Heat basketball team, this organization, from the people who work in the arena to those who represent them nationwide. Heat culture is always talked about, for sure. Now, when asked about Heat culture, Jimmy Butler responded to Anthony Slater of The Athletic. There was some foundation to it in the sense of the work and all that stuff, which is great. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I think it's a little bit like overused talking about Heat culture. It's a great organization, but I think a large part of the culture is you get guys that buy into a winning mindset. You get guys that buy in, you get some really good players, and you get the opportunity to talk about Heat culture a little bit more. He says he's not saying it to talk down or anything, but he thinks whenever you have really good players, you can name it whatever you want.
Agreed.
So you're saying Heat culture may be a little bit overused.
I'm saying that...
Didn't realize you hated the Heat, Leroy.
No. Here's what he's saying, and I agree with. Talent wins games. Mm-hmm. You can put whatever twist you want on it, but at the end of the day, when the Heat were winning basketball games,
yeah,
it was the overall talent that was winning those games. They do things a certain way. Correct. But let's not make it sound like you can just grab anybody to go in and win basketball games. You need to have talent. That's all he's saying. That, yeah, isn't it funny? When Heat culture was at its best was when LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh was playing. Right? So yeah. You can put, and I'm saying that there is something to how you do things.
Heat culture did exist
before. And the way you work, and the way you work and how you do things. But if you go back through the history of the Miami Heat, there's always been talent on the end of that. When there was no talent, they won 15 games. They had Heat culture then.
Yes. Still had Heat culture. I mean, so, the early days, like even before Shaq. Shaq came here and had to adapt to Heat culture. Heat culture existed before the first championship.
Yes. But you still don't confuse a way in which an organization does things with the amount of talent it takes to win.
We have some sound here from Jimmy Butler.
I would prefer him say it over you saying what he said, because you could put your own twist on it.
Fair. Although I did read direct quotes from Anthony Slater's interview with him. Try to find the audio, but I believe... You know what? I couldn't do it. Get over it. How about that?
Okay.
But yeah, we do have audio from him, though, about being the bad guy and how he doesn't mind it. This is Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy, with the sense of, you left here on some pretty rocky terms, especially with your fan base.
Hey,
so what do you say to those folks?
Play that so we can all
with
hear,
a sense
brother.
Of disdain.
Oh, I can't hear it.
What do you say to those folks?
I wonder if they look at the Heat the same way. Ain't like I was the one that was doing everything, so it's got to be 50-50. Maybe 51-49. 49 towards them, 51 towards me, but there's no way that I was the cause of all of this.
Did you notice that you'd be coming back during Miami Open?
No.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure he was going to make some time for Miami Open, but do you think the fan base feels that way? Do you think the fan base feels like it is 51-49, like it's that close? Because I don't think the fan base feels like it's that close. I think you're either one way or the other. You either think Pat Riley dropped the ball and he's asleep at the wheel, or you think Jimmy Butler's a big baby.
At no point in time am I going to tell any organization any human, any person, to pay somebody for a service you don't know you're going to get 2 years down the line. The questions that the Miami Heat had about Jimmy Butler were what everybody knew. He doesn't play enough games. Are we correct in that assessment?
Yes. That was the biggest problem.
So, if he had proven that he was going to commit to it enough games, I'm more than sure that he could have came back and then gave him $60 million. But the fact that they didn't, and Jimmy chose to go the other way, which is not play for the money that they're paying him now, that puts a lot of it on him. Because you're still getting paid for now.
Well, let's see what Heat Nation thinks about it. Let's go ahead and head over to the phone lines for a second. If you have any opinions on Jimmy Butler, you can line it up now, 305-567-0560. There's a chance you could potentially win a family four-pack of Heat tickets, too, if you do so. So that's a little bit extra enticing for you to go ahead and give us a call. Let's go out to the phone lines now. I believe this is Lewis, who is on line one here. Lewis. No longer on line one, I guess.
I think that says enough.
All right, let's go to line two. Caller, you are on the air. What is your name?
It is Ricardo.
Ricardo, what's up, dude? How do you feel about Jimmy Butler? Are you mad at the Heat? Are you mad at him? And how should we greet him tonight?
Well, firstly, I don't think we should be mad at him as much for basically all the years that he has given us. You know, we became relevant after Dwayne Wade left and retired and stuff. There's no question that he should be a Heat Hall of Famer.
All right.
However, to be, you know, rooting for his downfall and his failure at this point, no. This guy has worked his butt off his entire career, and eventually he's going to have to either win something or not. But I will end it with this because I can't say it no more in the chat. Jim VP. Jim VP.
I'm not chanting.
You know what? Get this out of here, dude. Get this guy out of here. Too mature.
Jim VP.
Too positive.
How is he still on?
Too mature, too positive.
So it's like,
I will say, though, I'm not rooting for
his
downfall.
I don't understand how we're just overlooking the fact that the problem that he had with him was he wasn't playing enough games.
I think we know that problem, dude. We wanted him to play more games.
So you want to pay him for 2 years down the line when he's only playing 60 games now? What's that going to look like in 2 years?
I think everybody has really understood both sides of the situation. It's just unfortunate.
There is both sides.
Yeah, I did.
No, there is both sides.
There is. Jimmy wants to get paid.
Jimmy wants his money. And
Riley didn't want to give it.
There you go. That's
it. Simple.
But why didn't Riley want to give it?
I mean, it makes sense why Riley didn't want to give it.
Because he didn't want to pay a man who's going to be $60 million.
Yep.
And he was already playing less games now.
All right. And the other guy's like, I've been busting my ass, making sure you guys are relevant. I haven't gotten help. The players that you put around me don't seem to be that. So, therefore, right. I want to get paid.
All right, let's see what Heat Nation's thinking about.
That's all fine. Then here's my other question, Vlad. I would respect that. Why would you say it wasn't about the money?
Listen, both sides are trying to make each other look, you know. After
he never said anything.
Jimmy's just, he got everything he wants. He got everything right. That he wanted. So, right now, he could say anything. He could say anything right now. He's going to believe it's true because in his eyes, he won this. And the fact that they're, 15-3 in his since he's been there and the Heat of 4-17, yeah. He's going to say whatever he wants right now, doesn't matter. He got his money. He got out of South Florida. He's good. Now he just has to face this reception tonight at Kaseya Center.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Caller, let's go caller number one. Caller number one, you were on the air. What is your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, What are your feelings on Jimmy Butler's return to the Miami Heat?
I am rats off a ship on this guy.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm tired of these guys saying, you know, being mature, saying they're going to welcome him back, and, you know, all the years that he gave us. That's in the past. We're in the present.
That's right.
He's not on our team anymore.
Loser.
I hope he loses. Yeah. They can make the first round of the playoffs and then get eliminated in four games.
That's right.
If I win those tickets, I'll go with my girlfriend, her daughter, and her father, and we'll boo him the entire time.
Look, please put this
That's
man
dedication.
On hold.
Well,
please put this
let me
man
give
on
you
hold.
The bad news about that.
No, Leroy, don't burst his bubble yet.
You're not going to tonight's game.
Don't burst his bubble.
You can boo Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson.
Hey, he's on the right path, dude.
And Luke Kennard.
Will it be packed tonight?
Absolutely. 100%. Golden State sells. Yes. Golden State sells. They're going to be there for
right,
stuff.
But it was probably packed before Jimmy got there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, all of a sudden, now people hit me up. Hey, you know there's tickets. Hey.
Let's go ahead to line two and get one more caller. Caller, what is your name?
My name's Ricky.
Ricky, what do you think about Jimmy Butler?
I must be the opposite of our friend Ricardo.
Okay. Ricardo's mature.
Let's just go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Leroy, we were going to pay him $60 million. You're right. $60 million in 2 years sounds bad. But somebody right now in the NBA who's going to average 14 points a game, who's averaging 28 right now, is going to get $75 million a season.
Oh man.
We know that. Every time you jump these salaries, you get to $60 million. Somebody's going to get to 75. Duncan's salary doesn't look as bad annually because of what people are being paid today. Right? The new contracts always make annual salaries look crazy. But I will add one little nugget to this bad boy.
All right, here it comes.
He saddled us with Kyle Lowry. Saddled us with Kyle Lowry.
How could he?
He got us Fat Kyle.
Yep.
I'm doing it, Leroy.
Which also brought us Terry Rozier.
You lost Leroy.
Exactly.
Look at that, dude. Look at that.
Look at the butterfly effect of Kyle's big old butt.
I really appreciate that.
Damn.
That is an analysis that I don't know I needed.
Doing the butt.
But.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Doing the butt.
All night long. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
This is an interesting song.
I haven't heard that term, and I've been talking about booties my whole life. Butterfly butt.
You know what?
That's a different type of butt.
That's a, if you go.
I want all of that clip, please. By the way,
I would like.
Certain Friday, there's a worker with a tattoo, and if you know what, let's just keep it moving. The Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler's reunion is tonight. We got mixed feelings on who will come out victorious.
Let's be clear. The Warriors are playing better basketball right now.
Yeah, but if we beat them.
I'm not gonna.
We just broke our streak too.
Tobin
said we're back.
However,
they lost to Atlanta.
I
would say this is the first time I want to say this. I'm going to limit say this.
Yeah.
This might be the first time all year two players score 70 for the Heat.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, I get you, like combined.
Yes.
Okay, that'd be nice. We're going to need it.
Because, like, let's just think about it this way. Vlad, you love basketball or whatever. If your star players, your two high-paid players, your two all-star players are scoring 40 points, how many games are you winning? If they're scoring only 40 points.
About 30 games.
Both my star players are scoring 40 points, unless I have a
no,
great...
No, I'm talking about...
Combined.
Combined.
Unless I have a great defense, I'm not winning. I'm going to be pretty much...
About the Heat's record, right?
Pretty much the Heat record, yeah.
30.
Correct.
Probably like 10 games below 500.
Now, 30 and 41.
When you look at all the teams leading their division, contending for the lead in the conference.
No, Leroy, your point is right. The, most teams, all 30 teams need two guys who can average 20 points, right? But really 25. 20-25.
The two stars need to score 50.
The two starts got to average 50 points minimum at a nightly basis, right? Fine.
Yep.
You're really a good team if you have a third scorer who can give you 18.
15-20.
Pretty much that. So 18. Right. Let's just say 18.
Right.
And then if you got somebody on the bench that can give you double figures, you're really good. The Heat don't really have that.
Nope.
Right.
So that's why even when Jimmy was there, you did have 3 20-point scorers, but it still wasn't enough at times.
Because they weren't all scoring 20 on the same night.
They were soft. Now we've changed.
No, it's not a matter of being
soft.
We're
post-Jimmy. We're angry now.
Here's what I would say is not fair, wasn't fair to Jimmy. Jimmy is a certain type of player. He does a lot on a basketball court. But it's not all scoring. When you have a team that's struggling scoring, you need your guy to be a scorer. That was never Jimmy. So now when you go to, you know, when he goes to Golden State, they got to score. Jimmy can just relax and do the things that he's always done. Periodically, that might be a 28-point game, a 30-point game, right? But for the most part, he's going to be around 15-20. He's going to have between 7-10 rebounds. He's going to shoot a boatload of free throws. And he's going to have a couple of steals and play great defense. That's what Jimmy has been.
Well,
and so, like, it fits better in Golden State because the things that we wanted Jimmy to do didn't best fit what Jimmy was. And it's not a knock on him because he would come out periodically and just say, I'm taking over. But it almost seemed like that Jimmy wore on him. Right?
Yeah,
I don't know whether he thought it was too much work because now every time Jimmy put on the Heat uniform, you had to wonder what Jimmy was going to show up.
Yeah.
And you tried to make the circumstances fit the reason why Jimmy was going to show up tonight. That's the reality of it. Like, if Tyler was shooting bricks and you needed Jimmy to take over, 15-8-5 wasn't going to get it done. And that's what he was doing.
Well,
so he's in a better place. For Jimmy Butler's game, he is in a better place now. But when he was here and we all expected him to be that number one, that stud, he had stretches. But he wasn't – like, could you depend on 25 from Jimmy every night?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Well – if you are in Kaseya Center tonight, make sure you boo very loud because we wish him no success over here. I am drawing a line in the sand. No tribute video. We will not be selling coffee. We will not be playing country music. We will not be supporting emo Jimmy. We will not be allowing number 22 jerseys unless they are Andrew Wiggins jerseys. It is bleep the other side. You're dead to me, Jimmy Butler. I wish you no success. Miami Heat in 5.
In 5 weeks?
We'll be done with their season. But not before we beat Jimmy Butler. Let's give this gentleman on hold the tickets. And let's come back with a little damage is done, my friend. Next.
Gone, the damage done.
Damage is done, my friend. Why was that even unmuted to begin with? Strange. Time now for our favorite segment to celebrate on a Tuesday. That is Damage Is Done, my friend. I will start things off with yet another heartwarming story if you are a basketball fan who has a pulse. Merely days after getting his career high in the NBA of 17 points, Bronny James goes on a bit of a scoring tear and puts up a career high 39 points.
Oh, in the G League?
For the LA G League affiliates. 39 points, 7 rebounds, and he had 4 triples. As I'm continuing to watch this young man play basketball, it is more and more evident not only does he belong in the league, but he was actually a steal at the 55 spot for the Lakers. And had I not been happy with our boy Pella Larsen, I would have been looking over there a little bit sad as to what we potentially could have got. But after facing criticism to begin the month, and honestly to begin his career, and the accusations of nepotism, I believe the damage has officially been done. He has proven his point. No need for anyone to question it anymore. Bronny James belongs. He heard your criticisms. He heard your critiques. He took them and he made himself a better ball player. Therefore, all the Bronny James haters, the damage is
done. Damage is done, my friend.
My friend.
It's very mature of you. You
know, damage is done.
A bit mature? Is that what they say in this seat? No. Leroy, what about you? Nah, I got nothing. All right, we're going to go ahead and skip Leroy. Figgy, what do you got for damage is done?
I kind of want Leroy to be here for my damage is done.
Well, Leroy's damage is done is lackadaisical.
That's true.
Did you have a chance to cut that?
I did.
Of you. Okay, would I be able to hear that again?
No, if you want to.
Yeah.
Bit of a speed bump as he attempted to get through this word here. This is earlier in the show if you were listening. Leroy gave us one of our words mean words moments. This is how it sounded.
You just got to know, sometimes quarterbacks have been very successful being risk takers and gunslingers, but they understood time and place. And I think that's the part of it that's hard to see or hard to determine when you have a guy that's coming into the league that played behind a better offensive line and had all day to throw the ball. You know, like, cut that time in half. How good is Cam? You see, and that's kind of how you kind of, I'm more than sure that's how they are evaluating it. You know, not necessarily how lackadaisical he is, but.
What? Woo! Made sense to me.
That word kicked his ass. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh my God.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Woo! That was a 3-point turn of a word there.
Wow.
That was thought I had enough room. Nope, still gotta keep going.
That looked like when Austin Powers was trying to get out of that that hallway in the golf cart.
He was stuck. No point of return.
Oh,
there.
My goodness.
Figgy, would you like to save your...
That word kicked Leroy's ass.
It really did.
And
it really
did. I just got my ass kicked.
Oh, no. Wait, did you get hit in the knee or the shin
my
again?
My knee.
Damage is done to her knee.
Oh, damage is
my
done to her knee.
Goodness.
That's all the birds getting back at all the murderers.
She hit the funny bone in her knee.
It wasn't so funny.
Not so funny, huh? Leroy's back.
Oh, Leroy's back. With grape juice.
With grape juice.
How
and
wonderful.
A sandwich.
And a sandwich.
Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us, dude.
Hey, it's lunchtime. I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right.
I forget show. If it's lunchtime.
Have two more segments. Yeah. But it's fine. No, it's totally fine.
I just hit myself, Leroy.
Figgy, do you want to show us your damage is done, or do you want to
sure. See now that Leroy's eating, this is perfect timing for my damage is done.
What you got?
Well, the Toronto Blue Jays.
The Blue Rays. Nice. Okay.
The Blue Rays. Sorry. Yes. What are you doing?
This is great. You've really done well so far. I really want to commend you.
What?
Okay. Well, you know what? There was a wonderful surprise during this game against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
A fan
That was a big
this
goat.
This one right
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ, man.
You know what, Leroy? You're distracted.
Yeah, Leroy, relax, man. Nobody got to hear your thirst, man. Jeez.
So thirsty.
I just got a good mic. That's all.
Right. Well, you're very close to it. I think you should step back for a little bit, you know? Well, anyway, this fan right here with the arrow pointed right at him, he had plans of his own during
Where?
This game.
I don't see the arrow.
How do you not see
you
the
don't
arrow?
See that red arrow right, arrow right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go. Okay.
I want you to focus on this man who looks like he's on the phone or walkie-talkie, depending on who you're asking.
Wow.
Okay.
And he was planning something. And you know what? You want to know what it was?
What was it?
What was it?
The damage was done when he started showing cheeks.
Okay.
Cheeks? Oh! Hey! What's
booty
going
cheeks.
On here, man?
Front row,
dude.
Front row.
Look at his wife trying to pull the pants up.
No, yeah, she was really trying to stop him in the video, but I obviously did not get
it. I know.
Yeah, damage was done.
Damage is done indeed. But I tell you what, whoever he was on the phone with, probably an accomplice.
Definitely, of course. It had to be sure someone to be like, hey, now you're on. You're on air.
Moonah.
You're ready.
Moonah
Let's
right
go.
Now. What I really want to know is, was it a strike or was it a ball?
Well, they actually won the game.
I hope it was a streak. That's what it was.
That's a point. That's a point right there. That's a point right there.
Point for Vlad.
Wow. I'm not used to that.
Wow.
It's
so
weird.
Rare. I like hearing that, though. That's good. All right, when we come back, we'll give you our latest headlines. We got a few dolphins that spoke today, so we'll get some audio from them. We got Petty Family Feud, and we will hear again from Alex Dono, who gave us a good breakdown of what happened yesterday during the very important Cam Ward Pro Day. We got that and much more when we come back.
This is a poison dart frog.
Frog Week!
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.